Okay, K4WCL.
WCL, N4ZLK. Hey, John.
I thought I might find you in here. Hopefully, finishing up your day there.
It was Thursday. Glad to hear you. I'm headed out to get my last trailer. I'll have to wait a few minutes for it, more than likely, and then I'll be done. You guys headed up to the mountain?
Probably about a mile and a half south of the flashing red light there at 178 and 11.
You might make it before dark again.
Time driving is over. I was actually a half a mile. I didn't realize I was this close. So, anyway, looks like everything is going well with the family. So, everybody must have breathed a huge sign of relief.
We are so thankful and grateful she's home and seems to be doing really well. She's eating well. She's very, very complacent, very calm. Gets a little fussy, you know, when she's hungry, but that's about it. Otherwise, she's seems pretty easygoing.
Well, good. Does the prognosis long-term look pretty good?
As far as I know, yes. I mean, she's going to have to be checked regularly, and she still has hip dysplasia, so she'll have to go back here in a month or so, have a brace put on. Shriners Hospital, I think, will do that. And but they'll have to keep an eye on her for a while.
Be permanent, or until her body kind of grows into all the joints kind of grow into each other.
This won't be a permanent brace. I think maybe 3 or 4 months. It's supposed to pull her hips back into place and allow the muscles and all the tendons and everything to grow like they're supposed to. Hopefully it won't take much longer than that.
Exactly what I meant, but you said it much more eloquently.
I haven't talked much today, so I'm short up with bigger words.
All right, well, I'm going to be short time here. I'm just going, making the turn here by the clubhouse. And I think Lori and I are going to try to go out and get some exercise before we turn into couch potatoes. So, I want to say hello. Looks like they got the high school team out here practicing. Anyways, maybe I'll catch up with you this weekend sometime. But, yeah, that was great to see that picture that you posted, I think, Wednesday, or maybe it was even Tuesday. So, boy, a lot's happened in a month, hasn't it?
Yes, a lot has happened. It's crazy how far she came. We're just really amazed and thankful for all the prayers and everything. So, but yeah, I heard Gabbo there. Hello to him and the other Gabbo. And Lori, hello to you. You guys have a good evening. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate that. I hope I can talk to you over the weekend sometime. K4WCL and 4ZLK.
Yeah, after we went through West Union, but I guess you were out of the truck, so. All right, well, now we just got to keep our prayers up for Steve's wife. You know, I don't know if you looked at Signal today, but she got 3 of her 4 drains out, and they're just waiting for the, what do you call that test? Onco? The Onco test results to come back. I remember Lori and I were on pins and needles while we were waiting on that, and hopefully she won't have to do any other treatment. So, all right, Shane, I'll look for you on the radio, 73. This is K4WCL, arriving in God's country.
Yeah, I did see that. I've been praying for Cindy and Steve. I know that stuff. We have not been through that, and hopefully won't have to, but I know you guys have. Welcome home, and won't be long, and I guess you'll be here permanently. I know you'll miss Georgia, though, at some point. Talk to you later, N4ZLK. Okay.